Welcome back to the Focus Bee Show. This is Katie Stoddart here, aka The Focus Bee. And on this show, I interview high performers and leaders around the world to discover their secrets on peak performance, productivity, mindfulness, and leadership. So if you want to take your performance and your leadership to the next level, then you're in the right place. Listen up and connect with the magic.
Do you sometimes feel like as soon as you reach this goal, as soon as you have this new milestone or this new house, you will finally be happy? Do you maybe sometimes think when you get into this new relationship or when your health finally changes or when your business picks up, you will be happy, you will be fulfilled? This is commonly known as the arrival fallacy, which is this way of thinking, if this and this and this happens, then I will be happy, then I'll be successful, then I will find joy and peace. This doesn't work. Trust me, I've thought it so often. When this finally happens, I will be super happy, super peace, super joyful, and I'm pretty happy, but it didn't really change that much. The reason why we tend to put these things on a pedestal is their way of escaping our day-to-day reality. If you're struggling with anything in your life, could be relationships, could be business, could be health, and then you have this magic way of getting out of it, which you're thinking, oh, but if this happens or when this happens, finally I'll be okay, finally I'll be at peace. There's many reasons why this doesn't actually work. One of them is because due to homeostasis, our nervous system, our body, our hormones, they get used to a certain level. We have a certain level of happiness within us, and nothing can suddenly shift it higher up. This isn't how the body works. Gradually, you can get happier, or gradually, you can get less happy. You can get suddenly more unhappy if something very traumatic happens. But if something very happy, very positive, this amazing goal happens, maybe get a boost in happiness per day or two, and then we go back to this level that we used to, the homeostasis. These are the studies that have come out when they've compared people who won the lottery to see their level of happiness over time versus people who maybe become disabled, and they've seen that on the moment the people get disabled, of course, they are less happy because it hugely impacts their lives, and the people who win the lottery are happier, and then over time, they get back to where they were because it's a homeostasis. If you're looking to boost your levels of happiness in a more organic way that works, then we're looking back at the basics. Improve the quality of your sleep, change the way you eat, focus on whole nutritious food and quit all processed food, which induces a lot of cortisol in the body. Look at exercising regularly, all these natural endorphins, making you all pumped up, change your breathing. Breathe through the nose, practice breath work, meditate regularly, and make sure you've got strong connections and ideally also meaningful work. But even if you don't have meaningful work and you have the basics of sleep, eat, move, breathe, and socialize well in place, this is way more likely to make you happy than this final goal that you reach or this final vision that happens. Come back to the basics. We apply them every day. And our brain changes, our physiology changes, and we feel so much happier. So if you are looking to be more happy and more fulfilled, we want to tap into these basics and improve them versus thinking this if-then goal. But coming back to the goal part, there are ways in which you can celebrate progress along the way and not just wait for this final goals. You might want to start looking at micro wins, celebrating achievements. The last episode I did was around this whole idea of the gap and the gain and how we focus on the gap, what's actually missing to reach our ideal vision versus the gain, the progress we've made so far. This idea of micro achievements is the same. It's like looking at the gain so far, enjoying the journey, and also stop thinking that this goal, this vision, this ideal, putting it on a pedestal that would solve all of your problems simply isn't the way the brain works. It's not the way your body works. It's not the way life works. And although, sure, having a new house, being in a relationship, getting this new job, your business progressing, are all things that can impact your life and might shift a bit your level of happiness, but they're not the end-all, cure-all, blissful happiness that you may be hoping it will be, which also leads to more problems because then you've put this on a pedestal, and then when the situation arises and it's not what you hoped it would be, you get more crushed and you're actually less likely to be happy. So I want to come back to the basics and then look at celebrating these small wins. Look at celebrating the things that are going well, the progress you're doing. And this doesn't mean, by the way, that you shouldn't set any goals. I think goals are fantastic. They're a really good way to have a direction, a vision, to see the milestones. It also gives you this clarity of where you're going and what actions you want to take. So it's great. If you want to publish a book and this is your goal, fantastic. If you want to run a marathon, great. These are all fantastic goals, but don't have this disillusion that reaching these goals will make such a huge difference. What it will do, and this is more about the progress along the way, is it can build up your confidence. Because as you see yourself taking action, building momentum, building these habits that actually are working and that you're doing consistently, and then reaching your goal, this does give you more confidence because then you feel you can achieve other similar goals or challenging goals. So these are very positive things, but no arrival fallacy, no ideal vision of when I finally get there, I will be happy. I'm almost saying this more as a reminder to myself because between you and me, woof, arrival fallacy, a lot. I often used to think when this finally happens, doesn't work. And I've learned that it doesn't work. So I'm sharing this with you because don't fall for it. Find joy in the micro wins. Find joy in the journey. And remember, this is all we have. We only have the now. We only have the present moment. And if we're placing our happiness in the future, we take away it from now. Let's not do this. Hope you enjoyed this episode today on the arrival fallacy. Any notes, any questions, any comments, please put them in the show notes. If you're not yet subscribe to the YouTube, the Spotify channel, wherever you're listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Focus Bee Show. I would absolutely love to hear your feedback. So let me know in an Apple review or YouTube comment what was most valuable for you. And feel free to share this episode with a friend or a family member. Wishing you a wonderful, magical, and focused day ahead.